Hi everyone, this is John, and this is the Day 12 Coast to Coast Audio Boo update. Day 12 and the final one, because today was the day that Cathy and I finished the Coast to Coast, 300 kilometres from St. Bees in Cumbria over to Robin Hood's Bay on the Yorkshire coast. 12 days, actually probably 320 kilometres due to some planned and, let's say, unplanned detours which tested my map reading skills at certain stages. But it's been a blast. Each day something's happened which was either interesting or seen something that's interesting, like yesterday's naked hiker. Today's interesting fact started right at the start of the day. 7:30 rise for 8 o'clock breakfast, and the place we were staying in, the Arncliffe Arms, it appeared we were the only two people in the building. So who was ever supposed to turn up and make breakfast and take our money off us for staying in that place as accommodation for last night, I wasn't there. So I left him a note saying we're off at 20 past 8. So it was bed but no breakfast at the Arncliffe Arms in Glaisdale. And I'm sure we'll sort that one out. But pretty straightforward day, about 16 miles rain this morning, glorious sunshine this afternoon. Could pick up sights of the sea from about 2 hours out, and glorious walk down to Robin Hood's Bay. So bruises, sprains, aches, pains, blisters, you name it, got them. But plenty of time for them to settle down and get repaired now. The coast-to-coast walk has been really good. I mean, it's 300 kilometres. It links the Irish Sea to the North Sea, but the route crosses the National Parks, the Lake District, the Yorkshire Dales National Park, the Vale of Mowbray. You come over the Cleveland Hills all the way down into Robin Hood's Bay. Most people try to do it in about 14 days. That's what I've gathered from people I've met who are doing it. 12 days is a bit of a push, but if you've got 12 days, it can be done. The inspiration for the coast to coast route was Alfred Wainwright, and Wainwright's really known for his walking guides for the Lake District and obviously the coast to coast book that he wrote back in, I think it was 1972. It's fairly easy to navigate, but you do need a map. A compass helps, and if you can get yourself a GPS tracker, that's even better. And the route makes use of public footpaths, bridleways and permissive paths, with guidance from land managers to minimise erosion in certain areas. But the route, the coast to coast route, does not have the status of a national trail. So it's not like the Cleveland Way, it's not like the Pennine Way, and it crosses lots of different local authorities, so no single authority takes responsibility for it. It isn't really signposted. There are signposts on it, but unless you're actually know where you're going, they're not a lot of use to you, because the signposts saying you are on the coast to coast route tend to appear in the middle of nowhere on the top of a moor. But it's been a blast, and my recommendation is that if you are someone who likes walking or likes the prospect of it, you're reasonably fit, you want to get yourself some decent gear, then go off and do it, because it's a great experience. We've loved it. I might do it again. Cathy says she definitely won't. Read into that what you will. But well worth the effort if you're interested. And that's the final word on the coast to coast.